On the afternoon of Friday, July 26, 2013, Baker Street in Nelson was busy with hundreds of visitors and the mood was on top for Market Fest. But while music and street food was in the air downtown, some people in the Slocan Valley began smelling gasoline, and they would soon find out why. A tanker truck from Calgary-based Executive Flight Center was heading to fuel up local rescue helicopters fighting a nearby wildfire, but the driver had gotten lost searching for the refueling station and taken a dangerous path, a closed road that was poorly maintained and was carved out of a hillside, not suited for heavy traffic. Something went wrong that led the tanker to tip over and slide down the ditch, sending gallon after gallon of A1 jet fuel out into the water stream, forming an oil slick that would travel downstream to the Slocan River. That same night, an evacuation order was issued for residents in up to a 35-kilometer stretch around the spill, as hazard crews were rushed from Vancouver to begin the over $5 million cleanup job. Over 2,500 people were evacuated that day, and more than 500 locals took shelter in three nearby emergency centers set up in area schools. Now, the effects of the spill began showing in the residents too, as some began complaining of headaches and nausea from the heavy smell as the slick of fuel continued its path downstream. Kids swimming in the river near Appledale, just north of Winlaw, were later reported to have gotten skin rashes, and canoers in the area also reported feeling sick. In the years that followed, the criminal proceedings would find that the spill had caused great harm to the environment and wildlife in that area, and both the driver and the company he worked for were found guilty under the Environmental Management Act. But that left the question of who was responsible for those who were affected and suffered health effects, had to spend money on hotels, and those who ended up losing money from contaminated crops or had to cut off water supply for their livestock during the spill. Now that you know the backstory to this legal case, meet this guy, David Rosenberg.
Oh, hi, John. How are you?
He is a lawyer in Vancouver and has been working on this case for 9 years. Get that. And now he's heading to the BC Superior Court to bring forward a class action lawsuit for those who were affected by the spill. I spoke with him right before the weekend, just a couple of days after he learned that the class action lawsuit for compensation for the people affected had been certified, which means that it got the green light to be dealt with after the defendants in the case kept appealing. So first of all, we'll hear from David Rosenberg on some of the background.
My name is David Rosenberg. I'm a lawyer practicing in Vancouver. I've been doing this for 43 years. I'm representing the representative plaintiff in a class action lawsuit. The representative plaintiff is named Robert George Kirk, and he now represents a group of people who were residents or tenants or people who were present at an area that was evacuated as a result of a fuel spill in 2013. And what I can tell you about that is that the fuel spill was a spill of a tanker truck full of jet A1 fuel into Lemon Creek. And as you know, Lemon Creek flows into the Slocan and Kootenay Rivers. And as a result of the fuel spill, there was an evacuation, and everyone who was ordered evacuated, which encompasses about 2,776 properties, are members of this class. So a class action is an action that represents individuals, and they can remain anonymous. They don't have to come forward at this time, but their case will now go to court. So the spill occurred in July of 2013, and what that was about was there was a fuel company, Executive Flight Center Fuel Services, and its driver, Danny LaSante, were supplying fuel to a helicopter company which was engaged by British Columbia to fight a wildfire in the Slocan Valley. As a result of this truck going off the road and dumping its fuel into the river, there was an evacuation ordered, and after the evacuation, we went to court on behalf of all the people who were affected to see if we could help them bring an action seeking both compensation for their loss of use and enjoyment of their property, but also their out-of-pocket expenses, and even the diminution of their property value. So, but procedurally, where we're at is after fighting this for 9 years, fighting just whether or not this can go forward as a class action, that is on behalf of everyone all at once, as opposed to every individual having to bring their own action, the courts have now given us the green light to say, okay, once and for all, the highest court in British Columbia has said this matter can now go to trial as a class action on behalf of all these individuals who were affected by the evacuation order. And the BC Supreme Court will hold a trial probably within the next year to determine who was at fault for this terrible spill, and perhaps to even determine how much people will get for their loss of use and enjoyment of their property as a result of the spill. So the class action will go ahead. It's a trial. It'll be a trial. The main issue at trial will be who's at fault for this spill. That's at the heart of all this.
Today on Kootenay Morning, we're looking into a new development on what will soon be the 10-year anniversary of the Lemon Creek oil spill. We're hearing from David Rosenberg, a lawyer who has spent the last decade bringing forward a class action lawsuit for justice for the thousands of residents who were affected when 35,000 liters of jet fuel spilled out into their local creek. Now the question is how the complainants will be compensated, and that in of itself is apparently a major process to be determined by the court, better explained by David Rosenberg.
Well, that was one of the important points in this decision that, and I don't want to get too technical here, but class actions have this procedure that's not generally available in most cases, where a court can award aggregate damages, which allows us to say to the court, we want you to award damages for everyone and not make them each come forward and prove their individual cases. And so we're trying to do that as part of what we call the common issues trial. Now, let me just finish this by saying those who have suffered more, who have claims that are greater than the average, over, like they have, I'll call them extraordinary damages or special damages over and above what everyone else suffered, they will have a right to come forward and prove their individual damages over and above that average amount or aggregate amount, if the court does award an aggregate amount. There has been a careful examination in court in the context of criminal proceedings, or what they call quasi-criminal proceedings, for violation of the Fisheries Act and other legislation about why it happened. And the court, in finding that the driver of the truck, Danny Lasante, was guilty, as well as his employer, Executive Flight Center Fuel Services Limited, were guilty and fined significant amounts. But simply put, the driver of a truck went down a road that was closed and basically went by signs that said, this road is closed, do not enter. And the road was not properly maintained. So the question is whether or not the province that was responsible for this entire, for supervising the entire matter, and it is tasked with keeping the roads safe in British Columbia. The question is whether or not the province has ultimate responsibility here for what occurred, but a criminal court has already found that Danny Lasante, the driver, was guilty of offenses under the Fisheries Act, and also found that Executive Flight Center Fuel Services Limited is guilty under the legislation. And so from our perspective, that is from the perspective of the class members, they're victims who are entirely innocent. So I can put it this way, if you don't mind, John, it's up to the court to decide which of the defendants are at fault and what their proportionate liability is. So they may all be at fault.
So things are now rolling on to the court, but it begs the question about how Rosenberg, who will now be soon up against the province, the fuel company, and the driver, what he feels about the court finally granting them the opportunity to litigate.
You know, I represent, in this case, thousands of people who suffered and have had no acknowledgement from the province or anyone else that they're responsible, and they've had no remedy. So these thousands of people who've been waiting 9 years without justice haven't had access to justice. And so speaking personally here, I've been fighting this for 9 years, but more to the point, I mean, I've been a lawyer for 43 years and done many class actions, and I've never seen a case where it's been certified as a class action, then appealed and decertified, then gone back to court and been recertified, and then that's been appealed. And finally, our highest court, the Court of Appeals, says, no, this certification is going to be upheld and it's going to go ahead and go to trial. And personally speaking, I was greatly relieved at getting the green light to finally go ahead on behalf of all these people who haven't had justice, and to see if we can finally get a resolution. First of all, an acknowledgement of responsibility by those who are at fault, but secondly, compensation for people who have been out of pocket for 9 years without any recovery.
That's class action lawyer, Vancouver-based David Rosenberg, who will be heading to court probably sometime this year to advocate for the class who were affected by the 2013 Lemon Creek oil spill in the Slocan Valley. And we have reached out to Executive Flight Services for comment, but they declined. From the KCR Newsroom, I'm John Roone.